Yashica Miller is a 50-year-old female who reports that she was involved in a work-related elevator accident. She got into the elevator on the 14th floor, and the elevator started malfunctioning, going up and down several times for a few minutes. She reports she was all over the place, within quotation marks, in the elevator. Subsequently, the elevator stopped on the 29th floor and she was taken by ambulance to a local emergency room in New York City. She had treated, she does not recall exactly what was given, although she said she had an epidural injection in the emergency room, period. She was discharged and subsequently underwent physical therapy and other treatments as outlined in the details of the record review, period. She underwent left shoulder surgery and right shoulder surgery, period. This has been more than several years ago, period. She was discontinued from physical therapy, period. She has not had left knee surgery, period. She's been receiving injections, including viscosupplementation for the left knee, period. Paragraph, current symptoms are constant pain in her whole body. Particularly the lower back and spine, period. With relation to the left shoulder, she reports more pain in the left shoulder than the right shoulder. She reports that she's always in pain, period. The left knee also hurts all the time, period. She stated that she's going to live with this pain until the good Lord takes me, period. Paragraph, impression, left shoulder. Non-specific injury, status post arthroscopy result. 2, right shoulder non-specific injury. Status post arthroscopy result, left knee. Medial meniscus root tear. Treated extensively with physical therapy and injections, resolved. Resolved. Paragraph, discussion, left shoulder. The left shoulder sustained a non-specific injury, subjectively, she reports ongoing constant pain, period. The objective findings on the exam are subjective pain, but no objective findings, period. She has normal cuff strength, rotator cuff strength, period. There is significant want regarding making the exam difficult, period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the left shoulder non-specific injury has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. Paragraph, right shoulder, underlined colon. The right shoulder underwent shoulder arthroscopy after period of non-operative treatment. This is a non-specific injury. She reports subjective pain. On objective exam, on examination, there are no objective findings. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, the right shoulder injury has resolved. No further treatment is warranted. Paragraph. Left knee. The left knee demonstrates a medial meniscus root tear on 2 different MRIs. The claimant has been treated non-operatively very extensively, including physical therapy, for more than 8 years now, period. She has received injections of viscosupplementation, which implies there's an element of degenerative changes, period. The objective MRI report demonstrates some medial compartment degenerative changes of the articular cartilage, period. The claimant has been treated over a very long period of time for this period. At this juncture, she reports subjective constant pain period. Paragraph, on examination, there is significant voluntary guarding and non-focal diffuse pain period. There are no significant objective findings on the examination, although it's a very difficult exam due to the voluntary guarding period. The natural history of meta meniscus tears is improvement of symptoms within 2 to 3 months with conservative measures such as physical therapy period. This claimant has extensive treatment, including continued physical therapy as well as injections period. The surgeons who have treated her have recommended arthroscopy, however, have felt that arthroscopy is most likely not to help this claimant period. This is likely because of the pre-existing degenerative changes as well as a pain response to any intervention and injury period. To a reasonable degree of medical certainty, no further improvement is expected of her left knee condition period. Therefore, to a reasonable degree of certainty, it has resolved and reached maximal medical improvement. Her degenerative condition will likely continue to progress. However, that is not causally related to the alleged accident period. No further treatment is warranted for the left knee period.